Dan Druff, the bald-headed burglar, had his head and shoulders in the bushes at the bottom of Mrs. Clacton Bugle's garden. And he was spying out the area to see what he could steal. And being a modern burglar, he had a special pair of burglar's binoculars. They were computerized, and as you look through them and you press certain buttons on the binoculars, they tell you exactly where different things are in the house you're going to burgle, because these are very special binoculars that he had. Very professional burglar he was. And when he pressed V on the binoculars, it showed where the video was, what room it was in. And when he pressed M, it showed where all the money was. And when he pressed S, it showed where all the silver was. And when he pressed W, it showed all the windows, so he could find out which was the easiest window to get in. So there he was, looking through, and he worked it all out, where the money was, where the video was he wanted to take, and the silver. And then he found out the weakest window was in the pantry that leads into the kitchen. That was the one he could get through. Having found all that out, he went on his way, and at night, the moon was behind the clouds, and Dan Druff came to burgle Mrs. Clacton Bugle's house. He got through the window, all right, very quietly, very good professional burglar he was. He said, where shall I start? I think I'll start with the silver. So he went into the kitchen. He knew where the silver was, in the sideboard in the kitchen. And so there he was, opening the sideboard, bending over, taking out all the spoons, the forks, the knives, silver bits and pieces, and he got them all in his hand, very, very quiet. And Peter the Parrot was sitting on his perch in the kitchen with one eye open, and he thought, there's something going on here. And then the moon came from behind the cloud and shone through the kitchen window right on Dan Druff's bald head, so that it shone like another moon right by the cupboard. And so Peter hopped off his perch, went round the working tops, and he looked at this shining thing that was there by the cupboard. And then he hopped onto it. Now you can just imagine Dan Druff, he's busy with all these spoons and things, and suddenly he feels two little feet land on his head. And then a voice right in his ear said, "Praise the Lord, brother." You can just imagine what he did. He flung his arms up in the air. All the spoons went all over the place and clattered all over the shop. He fell backwards in his fright, banged his head on the chair, knocked himself out, and he lay flat on the floor. And Peter sat on his chest and kept on saying, "Praise the Lord, brother. Praise the Lord, brother." But upstairs in bed was Mr. and Mrs. Clacton Bugle, Cuthbert and Myrtle. And they woke up with a start when this noise came, and Cuthbert said, "There's somebody downstairs. We've got an intruder." Myrtle said, "Yes, we have, haven't we?" Cuthbert said, "You better go down and see to it. I'll be right behind you." So Myrtle said, "No, let's go down together." So they both picked up a weapon of some kind and they went down the stairs in their pyjamas, creeping down, and they opened the kitchen door, switched the light on, and when they looked, there was Dan Druff, lay flat out on the floor, and Blue Peter was sitting on the top saying, "Praise the Lord, brother, don't tell the missus. Praise the Lord, brother, don't tell the missus." "Ah," they said, "Peter's arrested him." So they got some string and tied him up, and they sent for the police. And the police said, "We've been looking for this chap for a long, long time now, and now we've got him." Poor old Dan Druff. He'd made such great preparations, but he never reckoned on the parrot, did he? Now look at Proverbs 28, verse 1, and there's a little lesson here. Why did he throw everything in the air? Why did he go over backwards? You know, when you're doing something you shouldn't do, you are a bit nervous, aren't you? Aren't you? When you're doing something you shouldn't do, do you get nervous? What does Proverbs 28 verse 1 say? The wicked flee where no one pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. If Dandruff had been doing the right sort of thing, he wouldn't have been scared, would he, when the parrot landed on his head? And he wouldn't have had a fright and gone over backwards and knocked himself out. It's when we're doing things wrong that we run away. As Christians, when we're doing the right sort of thing, we no need to be afraid of anything, need we?